have something.
Not sure.
Don't remember. Okay, so Rabbi Sai, our limud of halacha every day is a schus for refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayle, Shtavar Refuah Shleim Bekor, B'Soy Shal Chol Yisrael. So we were learning about, we were trying to find the earliest Mekor for the minig of Kaporos, and we spoke about the Gemara and the Rashi, who brings down B'Shem the Geonim, about the idea that they planted pots in the name of each of the children in the family, and then the beans grew, and then they used to throw them in the river. But before they did that, they waved them around their heads seven times, and they said, Zech Alifossi, Zech Morossi, etc. So that's the oldest Mekor that we seem to be able to find. Just a couple of points about that. Rashi says that they used to plant them either, Rashi says, Oy Tesvov Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, or Chof Beis Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, either 22 days before Rosh Hashanah, or 15 days before Rosh Hashanah. And the Mefoshim explain that that's based on a machloikas legaba shmita, legaba kilayim, as to whether or not hashrosha, taking root, takes place after 14 days, or whether hashrosha, taking root, takes place after 30 days. So they say as follows. When Rashi says that some had the minik, that they would plant the beans in the pots 15 days before Rosh Hashanah, yeah, that would be 15 days before Rosh Hashanah, because they had the minig of doing these kaporas on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And according to the Shitta that says that a plant takes root within 14 days, therefore, I plant 15 days before Erev Rosh Hashanah, I do kaporas, because this bean that I planted in the pot has already taken root, and it started to grow, maybe it started to sprout already, I don't know. But then, so therefore it was already rooted, and then Erev Rosh Hashanah they could do this ceremony with the Zech Alifossi and Zech Morossi. Those who say 22 days before Rosh Hashanah, they say because they're going with the Shitta of that the rooting takes place after 30 days, which is a machloikas legaba, as I said, legaba kalayim, legaba shmita, those sort of things. And they had the minhag to do kaporos on Erev Yom Kippur. So therefore, they planted the pots, they planted the beans in the pots 30 days before, on Chof, 20 days before Rosh Hashanah, so that on Erev Yom Kippur, the beans would have already taken root, and therefore, then they would do the kapora. So that was that's the reason in the Rashi, where Rashi says either 15 days before Rosh Hashanah or 22 days before Rosh Hashanah, as to whether or not it's 15 days and you do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah, or it's 30 days and you're doing it on Erev Yom Kippur, in which case you're starting 22 days before Rosh Hashanah. Fine. Next thing is, obviously, what's the idea of a plant pot? What's the idea of a plant pot? And the Mefoshim say it's very simple. There's a pasuk that says that ki ha'odom eitz hasodeh. A person is compared. A person grows, a person develops, a person improves. He starts from a small seed, he starts from a small root. And then eventually, Baruch Hashem, you know, a person develops over time and improves and becomes, you know, zeh ha'katan gadol yiyeh. And therefore, there's the same idea. Yes, therefore, Torah, it says, Chazal say, that Ha'odom Eitz HaSodeh, it's a posuk, that a person is compared to the Eitz HaSodeh. And therefore, the idea of planting a living thing, of planting a plant to use as a kapora for a living human being, there is this dimyon between the plant and the human being. And the idea of doing kaporas with something living, as in a growing and a developing plant, is that dimyon. So a person would remember that ki odom eitz hasodeh, they do zeh chalifosi zeh tamarosi, this is in place of me, and that was the minig either on Erev Yom Kippur at the time or on Erev Rosh Hashanah at the time, and that has developed over the years into our minig. And b'leida, tomorrow we'll look a bit more at our current minig as compared to the original minig ha-go'inim.
Started at the Turway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Zion, Tishri, 7th of October, Ren Harav, with Aaron, Basut, Shmita, Shuva, and Yom HaKippurim. This week's Torah is sponsored as Fushim Shlomo, Shal Toshvi, Eretz Yisrael, with Shlomo, Shlomo, Ha'arim, and Mahamot, Shiach Suvotem, Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Maxima Tova to everyone. The topic today is the Kriyat HaTorah and the Amirat HaHaftarot on Yom Kippur. As you know, that we have Kriyat HaTorah both in morning and the afternoon, and also the reading of the Haftarah in the morning and the afternoon. And obviously the readings are very, very important. The Chachamim chose those readings to be connected to this day, which we'll speak about. But before I go into that, I just want to mention two or three points generally about Yom Kippur, which just the very chizuk about Yom Kippur. So the first thing is the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, he says that, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us such a day? What was the reason why once a year we have a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he forgives Klal Yisrael for all their sins? He says, "It's mechas de'ha'el al b'riyotav l'kvo alem yom echad l'shana l'chapara l'chata'im im ha'tshuva she'eshuvu she'id v'tkabtsu avonot ha'briyot shana shana." Because if people would just carry on year after year doing whatever they normally do, and all the sins would just add up year after year, after 2-3 years, it already become full. It would become too much already. The world would have to be destroyed. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his wisdom, saw that once a year there is a kapara. Kapara means that it's all wiped out. All the sins are wiped out. So we start clean slate every year in Yom Kippur. And this is mechesed Hashem, that the world is able to be mitkayim. Because if it wouldn't be such a day, and the sins would just accumulate year after year, year after year, then nitmalei sa'atam, and the world would have to be destroyed. That's, everyone should feel, I always bring that the very important word that we say on Yom Kippur is titharu. We are clean. Yeah? We say it over and over again. Ki bayom hazeh. Yeah? Lifnei Hashem titharu, before Hashem you clean. Everyone should feel after Yom Kippur that he's clean. He's lighter. The load is lighter. That's very, very important. That's the first machshava. The second one is the Medrash in Tehillim on the Pasuk in Mizmor Kuf Bet. Panai tefilat ha'ar'ar belo bazai tefilatam. Means Hashem turns to the tefillah of the ar'ar. What's an ar'ar? Bayake ar'ar ba'arava. Ar'ar is a tree which doesn't produce anything. Ariri is a person that doesn't have children. It's called ariri. Yeah? Bayake ar'ar ba'arava. Panai tefilat ha'ar'ar. Hashem turns to the tefillah of the person who is empty. Below bazai tefillatam, and he does not despise their tefillah. What is this referring to? Says the Medrash in Tehillim, klapei dorot amru. This is talking about the generations, not our generation. This is the late generations, not the generations at the time of the Beit HaMikdash. She'en laim lo navi, we don't have a navi. Lo kohen, we don't have a kohen gadol. Velo Beit HaMikdash, we don't have Beit HaMikdash shechaper aleim. We don't have all these things. Ela, but we have the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, ve'lo tivze oto mehem, and that tefillah Hashem will accept. So we are like the Ar'ar, we are empty. There's so many things we don't have. We're going to speak about that more barichut later on. There's so many things we don't have, yeah, which supposed to be in Yom Kippur. It's supposed to be on Yom Kippur, Beit HaMikdash, it's supposed to be a Kohen Gadol, it's supposed to be Korbanot, there's supposed to be the Se'ilah Azazel, there's supposed to be so many things, but we don't have it. Yeah, but we do have one thing, the Tefillot of the Yamim Noraim, and on this HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Panai Tefillat Ar'ar, En Achanam, you are like an Ar'ar, you're like Ariri, you're like someone who doesn't have anything, but below Bazai Tefillatam, I will not despise your Tefillah. And then the next pasuk says, "Tikatev zot ledor aharon ve'am nivra yehalel ya." It should be written for future generations. "Tikatev zot ledor aharon." We're talking about the dor aharon, the later generations. "Ve'am nivra," and the people who are created, yehalel ya, they will praise God. What does that mean? What does it mean, "ve'am nivra"? So the Medrash says Elu adorot shem kemetim b'maasehem. We do not have the good deeds. We don't have the koiches anymore, like the previous generations. Uba'im et palelim fanech roshana b'yom kippur. But we come and we daven yom kippur. Ve'ata borei otam b'riya chadashana. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes us like a new creature. We become like a b'riya chadasha. After yom kippur, we come to you. Ve'am nivra. We've been recreated. It's a big chizuk, yeah? To know that our tefillahs, however shvach we are, our tefillahs are heard by the Ribbono Shel Olam. These tefillahs of Yom Kippur are heard, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates us as like a new person. And the last nakuda is a moedika yesod b'shorish ha'avodah that everyone needs to know. It's compulsive reading, compulsive learning. The yesod b'shorish says the kavanat hatzom. Yeah, when we fasting, everyone's fasting Yom Kippur, but there is more to it than just the fasting. There's the kavana of the fast. So he says, every person, when he comes to doing a mitzvah, right, is the mitzvah and then the simcha of the mitzvah. So you put on tefillin, it's a mitzvah. But if you put on tefillin b'simcha, it's a completely different mitzvah. As you all know, tachat Hashem lo avat Hashem lokech b'simcha v'tu b'leiva merov kol. So there's a simcha of the mitzvah. A person does the mitzvah of arba minim b'simcha. He does the mitzvah of sukkah b'simcha. Yeah? So he says, the Yesod B'Shorish HaAvodah says that Yom Kippur is also a mitzvah. Fasting in Yom Kippur is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah aseh min ha-Torah, te'anu et nafshotechem. Yeah? Te'anu is a mitzvah aseh. Yeah, it's like all the other mitzvahs I say, and just like the other mitzvahs I say, you should do besimcha. Fasting Yom Kippur, you should do besimcha. Ra'ui, he says, the kol adam litbonem besichlo, she tov lo lismuach simcha tzumad meod bechol rega she sovel tzar hainu meachila ushtiyah vechalitat hasandal, akiyum mitzvat asay min haTorah she mekayim bechol rega she sovel hainu. Person has to be besimcha. That he's able to fast on Yom Kippur. That inui that he's got, that affliction that he's got on Yom Kippur, that he's not eating, not drinking, not wearing shoes. Yeah? He should be besimcha, that he's able to be kind to his mitzvah aseh min haTorah. And he says that, especially when it comes towards the end of the fast, yeah? And he becomes chalash from the tzom, the midat haraglaim, and from standing, yahef. Without proper shoes, yachnis simcha tzuma b'libo al kiyum mitzvah aseh min haTorah shemekayim b'inu zeh v'chol shah shetgadel v'yitosev etzlo ha'inu, and towards the mincha ne'ila when the inu is becoming more, shetgadel v'yitosev simcha tzuma yoter b'libo, should have greater simcha. Why? Because that's the mitzvah of the Torah. Te'anu et nafsho dechem, to be afflicted. And he says, te'ta'e b'atzmecha, yeah. Two people fasting in Yom Kippur. Both break their fast exactly the same time. No one is going to be able to break the fast earlier on Yom Kippur. It doesn't matter. Yeah? Whether you fast... So he says, a person fasts and every minute towards the end of Yom Kippur, he's looking at the watch. How long more have I got? What's, you know, when am I going to be able to break my fast? Yeah? And another person, he's besimcha, that he's able to fast. The last... hours of Yom Kippur when he's yeah, the fast is going to be broken exactly the same time. There's not going to be any change between this one or that one. But look at the difference between the reward for these two people, how they in their approach to the fast of Yom Kippur. The one who's looking at the watch, yeah, so he'll get rewarded for doing fulfilling the mitzvah, but he's not doing a besimcha. He's not thankful and not besameach in the mitzvah that Rabbi Shem gave. Masha Enkin, the other person that he brought in his heart simcha when he was doing the mitzvah, so his reward will be phenomenal. You know, we say, Erev Yom Kippur, we have to eat. We have a mitzvah to eat. The Gemara says, Kol ha'ochel v'shoteh b'tishi'i, ma'aleh alav ha'katuv ki'ilu mit'aneh tishi'i ba'asiri. Anyone who eats and drinks on the 9th, it's like Kadosh Baruch Hu treats as if he's fasted on the 9th and 10th. Yeah? So what's the big deal? But he's fasting or not? Kol ha'ochel b'tishi'i, he's doing a mitzvah and he'll be rewarded from the Ribbono Shel Olam. No. Because the difference of the reward, a person who's rewarding for a mitzvah which you like to do, yeah? mitzvah of eating in Yom Kippur is a very easy mitzvah, isn't it? To eat. Is it hard to eat? It's not hard to eat, yeah? Oinik Shabbos. Is it hard to do Oinik Shabbos? To sit down at the Shabbos table and sing Zemiris and to eat nice food. Is it hard? It's beautiful. Nothing hard about it. Yeah. So for that mitzvah, your reward won't be as great as a mitzvah which comes b'tzar. Yeah. Ein adoyma, a mitzvah which comes b'kal or mitzvah which comes b'tzar. Yet the chiddush of eating on Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, is ma'ale alav katuv kiru mit'aneh tishi'i. Hashem will give you the reward for eating Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur as if you're fasting on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a completely different reward. And a person who fasts besimcha, that's already gewaltig gesagt. So, to approach the day of Yom Kippur, to know that this is a day of tahara, day of cleanliness, a chesed Hashem, to know that this day, even though we don't have so many things, but we have the tefillahs, which the tefillahs are accepted, Hashem and Hashem recreate us on this day, and to know that the mitzvah of Ta'anu is like any other mitzvah that we try to do, if we fulfill it with simcha, that we're able to do the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So now, let's go into the inyan of the Kriyot. So, Chachamim, when they made the Kriyat HaTorah, there's a theme, right? The Moshe, Rosh Hashanah, right? What is the theme of the readings that we read on Rosh Hashanah? What's the common denominator we have in all these readings? It's all talking about tears and crying and tefillah, which is Oimek Halev. So, the first day, we read about the tefillah of Hagar, yeah? Teshev la minegev v'tefk, v'tisad kola v'tefk. She lifted up her voice and she was crying for her son that he was very ill. The second day, Avram and Yitzchak, they were crying to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? The Medrash says, Ein b'ma boicha b'lev sameach. They were happy to do it, but their eyes were crying. They were crying that they should be able to be zoicha to fulfill this mitzvah b'shlemus. We say the Slichot. Yeah? What's the tefillahs? What was they praying for? What was their tefillahs in these places? Yeah, on the Akedah, what was the tefillah? The tefillah was their carbon should be accepted. There should be no psul in their carbon. They were davening. Daf Torah, tefillahs Chana. Yeah? Ubachot tefkeh, tears of Chana. And the second day, the tears of Rachel Emenu. Lachel mevakal baneha, Lachel is crying. Because Rosh Hashanah, the eyes of Chazal, is a day of tefillah bibchia. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. If someone asks you, what is the meaning of Rosh Hashanah? What is Rosh Hashanah? A day of tefillah bibchia. Because the Torah calls it Yom Teruah. What's Teruah mean? The day of wailing. The Targum says Yom Yebava. Yebava is a wailing. Truah is the sound of a wailing sound. Yeah? Yilule yalil, the Gemara says. Yeah? So that is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Wailing and crying in tefillah. So therefore, that's what the reading is all about. That's the thread throughout all the readings of Rosh Hashanah. What's the thread throughout the readings of Yom Kippur? What is Yom Kippur all about? Tell me. Yeah? What's Yom Kippur all about? We don't have Avodah nowadays. What's Yom Kippur all about? Teshuvah. Yom Kippur is the day of Teshuvah. Very, very important. If a person says vidui, but he doesn't do Teshuvah, which we'll see what the meaning of Teshuvah is, yeah, he's done very little Yom Kippur. And therefore, all the readings of Yom Kippur is to do with the inyan of Teshuvah. Now, Teshuvah, what is Teshuvah? Is Teshuvah saying vidui? The bidui is part of it, but it's not the teshuvah. That's not full teshuvah. Teshuvah means to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does it mean to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam? To come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to do something which you've been doing wrong and to right it. Yeah? That is what teshuvah is. So if a person, some people have got the minhag to stand the whole day of Yom Kippur. Yeah? But that's not teshuvah. That's not what Yom Kippur is all about. The fast is not the end in itself. It's a means to an end. Very, very important this. You have to know that. The fast is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. The Heidegger Mishnah Berurah in Hilchot Taaniyot already writes this. He writes in Siman Tafkuf Mem Tet. He's talking about all the Arba Tzomot, the four fasts. Yeah? And he brings the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchot Taaniyot. The purpose of the fast is to awaken us to do teshuvah. And then he says, the Mishnah Berurah brings B'shem D'achronim, kol ish lasum libo be'otam hayamim lefashpesh b'ma'asav, to check his deeds, v'lashuv b'hem, and to repent from them. Ki en ha'ikar ha'ta'anit, the fast is not the most important thing. The fast is only a chana. It's only to get us in the mood to do teshuvah. The whole year round, the person's busy. He's going here, he's going there. He's eating, he's drinking, he's busy with other things. His mind is not. But when a person's fasting and he's in shul and he's davening, so now he's b'achna, his mind is receptive to the inyan of teshuvah. So what is teshuvah? What is teshuvah? Teshuvah is, yeah, v'yah Hashem et ma'asehem. Hashem is looking for our deeds. See that we are taking upon ourselves on Yom Kippur resolutions that we're going to keep. It doesn't have to be something very major. It can be even be that person's going to be nicer to his wife. That would be a very good resolution for most people. Yeah? To be nice to his children. To pay his debts in the shops. To pay off the debts of the shops, not to keep big bills in the shops. These type of things. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo is looking for. So all the readings of Yom Kippur is talking about this. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah already quoted us the pasuk from Yonah. He quoted that pasuk. Yeah, it's so precious that pasuk in Yonah. Yeah, why do we read the book of Yonah? Yeah, I'm going to start with that because that is the most famous. That's like the it's clear. It's like clear for everyone's eyes. Why do we read the book of Yonah? Hashem told Yonah, go to Nineveh. It's a terrible city. They're big Rishoyim. And I want you to tell them the following words. Od arba'im yom b'Nineveh nehepachet. 40 days time, the city of Nineveh is going to become. Right? You know what happened. Yeah, when the bombs come and everything, and the place gets wiped out, that's how Nineveh is going to become. It's going to become wiped out. And he came and he told him that. And this, the Pasuk says that they believed. They believed in what the prophet said. And they all made a fast. Right? Even the king. He wore sackcloth and he sat on the ground. And Vayikiru el Elohim bechoska, they called out to Hashem. They prayed so a tremendous prayer, yeah. And then it says Vayashuvu ish midar korah, they changed from their evil ways, umine chamas asher bechapem, and from the theft which was in their hands. They were not told there's any chance of them being forgiven. But they said, maybe, who knows, maybe Hashem will have charot, maybe Hashem will change his mind, so to speak, and he will not bring on us the evil which he told us. Belonoved. So they did three things. They fasted, they prayed, and they change their deeds. What does the Pasuk say that Ribbono Shel'olam saw? Vayar ha'elohim et ma'asehem kishavu midarkam hara. Hashem saw their deeds. And the Gemara says it, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it over there in Lichot Ta'anit. It does not say Hashem saw sakam v'ta'anitam. Hashem saw their fasting. It doesn't say Hashem heard their tefillahs. It says Hashem saw they changed their deeds. That is teshuvah. If a person wants to know what is Yom Kippur all about, it's not enough just to fast and just to pray. That's just a hachana. That's just the preparation to get us in the mood to do teshuvah. But the teshuvah is change your deeds. Make resolutions that you're going to do something different. You'll get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do the Rotzon Hashem, Ma'u Chanu, Nafatachanu, Ma'u Rachu, Ma'patarachu. Go in the derech of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then we come to the Haftira in the morning. Yeah, also there, it's beferish. It's something so explicit. You couldn't get even clearer than this. Chazal chose this Haftira from the Novi Yeshaya. The Novi Yeshaya asks, what is called a fast? What is called a fast? What does it mean, a fast? Listen to the words that the Novi uses. It's Marav Sinigra. HaChazeh Yetzor Mevcharehu. Is this what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants? Is this the fast Ribbono Shel Olam? HaChazeh Yetzor Mevcharehu. Yom Anot Adam Nafsho. That person should afflict himself. Halachkov ke'egmon rosho. They should bend his head. He should be bent down. V'sak va'ever yutzia. And he should wear sackcloth and sit on the earth. Halazeh tikrat tzom v'yom ratzom Hashem. Is this called a fast in the day which is acceptable by the Ribbono Shel Olam? No. That alone is not enough. Says the Novi. So what is an acceptable fast? Halazeh tzom evcharehu. This is what's called a fast. That the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Pateach hatzubot resha. Untie the bounds of evil. Hater agudot motah. Leave the yoke on people. Shalach ritzusim chofshim. People that you're afflicting them. You're oppressing them. You're oppressing them. Leave them. Shalach ritzusim chofshim. Let them go free. Halo paros la'ayv lachmecha. Give to the people who are hungry your bread. The people are poor, bring them to your house. When you see someone who hasn't got clothes, clothe him. Don't turn away from your relatives. Very, very important. The Radak says, even though it's a mitzvah to help all the Jewish poor, but if he's got a poor relative, he comes first. This is the fast that everyone should be looking for. But you can't do all that in Yom Kippur. But you can resolve. You can take upon yourself to see, to do these things, to try and be a better person, to try and be a nicer person, to be a kinder person, to try and look after the downtrodden and the people who are poor, the people who need help. That's the tzom the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. As tikra v'Adonai yaneh teshavah v'yomai neni. Then you will pray and Hashem will say, I am here for you. So these are the words of the Nevi'im. Divrei Nevi'im lo tzichim chizuk. But we just need to be aware of it. This is what Yom Kippur is all about. This is what Chazal put down for us in the readings of the Torah and the Nevi'im, that we should know what Yom Kippur is all about. It's not so much about fasting, affliction, praying. It's about removing the evil in our hands, kishavu midarkam hara'ah, to resolve that we will become better persons. So that is the Haftorah. What about the Kriyat HaTorah? So we read the Kriyat HaTorah in the morning of Achrimot, which is the Seder HaYom of Yom Kippur and the Beis HaMikdash. And we read in the afternoon the Parshat Arayot. So let's start with the afternoon, because that's very simple. Yeah? Why do we read the Parshat Arayot on Yom Kippur? It's a strange thing, isn't it? Why do we read the Parshat Arayot on Yom Kippur? I mean, we like Malachim. So why are we reading the Parshat Arayot? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum she'nafsho shel adam mahamada. Arayot is something that people have got a taiva for. Now, when it say arayot, it means other women, yeah? It means also your own wife when she's a nida. That's an erva. That's a pasuk we read on Yom Kippur. Ve'lisha benida tumata lo tikrav. Legalot ervata. It's an erva. It's your own wife, but it's an erva. And it doesn't only mean the actual maaseh. Lo tikrevu, come close. The Torah says, lo tikrevu legalot erva. You mustn't come close to being gal erva. So anything which brings you close, physically, or through ri'ya, through looking, gazing, benefiting from an erva, that's forbidden ben Torah. V'im yesh echad shenitma, yachzor b'tshuva. And we read it on Yom Kippur, so if there is a person, even one person in the tzibah, who is done something wrong in these things, yeah, she yachzor b'tshuva, she did tshuva. We want to stress, we want to bring out this Indian of Chazor B'Tshuva. And don't think because we're Malachim today, so therefore we're above it. Yeah? I always say, it's very, very interesting that we have a Tzom Gedalia. Yeah? What's Tzom Gedalia all about? They killed Gedalia ben Achikam. He was the governor appointed by the king of Babel over the rest of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And there was a person who was very jealous of him, that he felt he should have been the governor appointed, and he went and killed him. Now, when did he kill him? When did it happen? Gimel Tishri. What's Gimel Tishri? The day after Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine? You think Rosh Hashanah become you're Zahelig. If you don't work on it, the midas are still there, the bad bits are still there, the jealousy is still there, and it can bring terrible things. And the same thing over here, this Hazal taught us in Yom Kippur. If you don't work on it, the desire is still there. The Yetzirah is still there, the desire is still there. You have to work on it and realize that you have to do the tshuva from this, from Arayot, from the desire, the Tava. So what is the time for the morning reading? By the way, it's brought down in the poskim, Kav Chaim brings it. If a person missed out one of the psukim of the Arayot, the Baal Koire, missed out one posuk of the Arayot, he has to go back and reread it. Because every posuk, every erva has to be read. It's me'akiv. Kav Chaim brings down. The beginning is not me'akiv. Yeah? What's it? Kemases Nisai Milotas Vejmases. Yeah? That's not me'akiv. But once we come to the reading of the Arayot, yeah, each erva is me'akev. The morning, it seems to be a completely different Indian. It seems to be Seder Hayom. But, listen to this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Zohar Kadosh. Very interesting. Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah asks, what is the time why we read Parshat Achrimot in the morning? Yeah? What would you say? It's Seder Hayom, yeah? What's the Mishnah Berurah write? Does anyone know what the Mishnah Berurah writes? Ita bezoah. These are the words of Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't pick any other time. Ita bezoah. It's written in the Zohar. Kol mi shemitztai mitat b'nei Aaron. Anyone who's mitztai for the death of the children of Aaron. O morid ma'ot alehem. And he brings tears down on them. Mohalin lo avonotav. His sins are forgiven. Ubanav enam etim behayav, and the children won't die in his lifetime. If you look at the Zohar Kodesh, it's Morid Gazach. The Zohar Kodesh says more than that. This is the reason why we're reading Achrimot. In order to mitztai be'ovad de'onshet tzadikaya. So how does it work? How does a person's sins get forgiven? Because he's mitzta'ah be'ovad din shalotzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'ikha bezeh, sha'adidei zeh yiten leib la'shuv me'averot she'ba'adov, he will do teshuva, because he will say a kal v'chomer. Im ba'avozim nafal ha'shal heves. If by these great people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them by bringing a fire on them, ma'yasu ezo v'kil. What's going to happen to us? We're so low. They were great people. We're so low. What's going to happen to us? And that will be more a person to do teshuva. So all the readings and all the haftorahs is the Indian to waken up and to do teshuva. Yiratzon b'sh'ol b'zoicha, to listen to the words of the Torah. These are the words of the Torah, the Heilige Torah, which Chachamim told us we have to read on this day. And the words of the Nevi'im, which called Divrei Emes La'amita. And be'ez Hashem b'sh'ol b'zoicha, mi yodeh yashuv v'nicham Hashem al ha'ra'ah, ולא יעשה, הקדוש ברוך הוא protect כלל ישראל this coming year, תופשין פי ה, we should be זוכה that we should only have ישועס ונחומס, אמן כן. אמן. אמן.